For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert. Wednesday night, the Eugene Forge School Board finalized a contract agreement with the Classified Employees Union. I spoke with field representative Tyler Whitmire with the Oregon School Employees Association about the bargaining process and what the four-year contract contains for 4J classified staff.
The classified are the nuts and bolts of the school. So these are your bus drivers, your cooks. These are the folks that deal with special needs children. They're the ones who are sweeping the floors. They're mowing the lawns. So they're actually the worker bees in the schools keeping everything going.
Tyler, can you give us sort of an overview of the contract that was just ratified?
Of course, what everyone's concerned about are raises. Everyone is going to be getting a 2.2% raise this year, 2% the next year, and 2% the following year. They'll also be getting a little bit going towards their health care, but not much, and health care rates keep going up. So it's a losing battle at this point.
You talk about a salary increase for each classified employee. Do you have a baseline or an average of what classified employees earn?
It's kind of sad, actually, because some of the folks at the lower end, like the cooks, we had to adjust their wages because minimum wage was starting to surpass them. So there are actually folks working in the school district that are working poor. They barely don't qualify for benefits in many cases from the state because they make just enough. And then on the higher end, we do have folks upwards of $20-25 an hour for doing the more technical stuff, managing accounts and that sort of stuff in finance and helping place students in the schools and that sort of stuff. But there's nobody out there driving around BMWs or anything. These are literally, they work 40 hours. They've been there for 10 years, and they're pushing $25,000-$30,000 a year. So, you know, they do it for the children. They're doing it for the passion because they enjoy the work environment, not because they're making wages.
Can you describe or explain the updated leave provisions in the contract?
The big takeaway this year that we're proud of is we're now including same-sex and separate-sex domestic partnership. So we're including everybody that could be considered part of your family. We're not going to discriminate based on any type of relationship that you may have. You're going to be able to use your family leave for people that you consider your actual family, which it doesn't seem like much. It seems like a technicality that never should have had to be discussed, but it did.
Do you feel that the process was out of the ordinary in terms of time and in terms of the kinds of give and take that occurred for this contract to be ratified?
The Eugene chapter of OSE is actually the oldest chapter in the entire state, which is why it's called Chapter Number 1. And they had their 80-year anniversary this year. Huh. And over 80 years, the contract grows organically to address the needs that come up in this community. So if you go out to McKenzie or Lowell or Oak Ridge or Pleasant Hill, you're going to have a different contract there because you have different needs. So it wasn't any more or less anything out of the ordinary. It's just different because it's Eugene.
When it comes to the bargaining process, do you feel that the Oregon State Employees Association took as many concessions as the 4J district?
I mean, it's no mystery. There is not a lot of money out there. If we really want to function as a state with a quality education system, it's going to take money. And we are just not contributing enough into the system. And so you basically go into these negotiations and you're fighting over scraps. There's not a lot there to give. I mean, we're squeezing the blood out. Yes, we got them a raise. We're barely keeping up with inflation, but there's just really not enough to go around.
That was Tyler Whitmire with the Oregon School Employees Association representing Eugene 4J classified staff. They finalized a contract with the Eugene 4J School District this week. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.